How we often repeat Andrew's unbelief. Christ has bidden us, "Go ye into all the world, and preach the gospel to every creature." But how often our faith fails us, as we see how great is the need and how small the means in our hands. Like Andrew, often we hesitate, unwilling to give all that we have, fearing to spend and to be spent for others. But Jesus has bidden us, "Give ye them to eat." Behind his command is the same power that fed the multitude beside the sea. In Christ's act is wrapped up a deep spiritual lesson for all his workers. Christ received from the Father, he imparted to the disciples, they imparted to the multitude, and the people to one another. So all who are united to Christ will receive from him the bread of life and impart it to others. Jesus took the small loaves, and although there was but a small portion for his own disciples, he did not invite them to eat, but began to distribute to them, bidding them serve the people. The food multiplied in his hands, and the hands of the disciples, reaching out to Christ, were never empty. After the people had been supplied, Christ and his disciples ate together of the heaven-supplied food. The disciples were the channel of communication between Christ and the people. The most intelligent, the most spiritual, can bestow only as they receive. We can impart only what we receive from Christ, and we can receive only as we impart to others. And the more we impart, the more we shall receive. Too often the worker for Christ fails to realize his personal responsibility. He is in danger of shifting his burden on organizations instead of relying on him who is the source of all strength. Successful work for Christ depends not so much on talent as on earnest, dependent faith. In place of shifting your responsibility on someone you think is more richly endowed than you are, work according to your ability. When the question comes home to your heart, "When shall we buy bread, that these may eat?" let not your answer be the response of unbelief. When people are destitute of the bread of life, shall we send for someone from afar to come and feed them? Christ said, "Make the men sit down," and fed them there. So when you are surrounded by souls in need, know that Christ is there. Bring your barley loaves to Jesus. The little that is wisely used in the service of the Lord will increase in the very act of imparting. The Lord says, "Give, and it will be given to you." He who supplies seed to the sower and bread for food will supply and multiply your resources and increase the harvest of your righteousness. You will be enriched in every way for great generosity. RSV.